Friday night, the Grammy-nominated Tierney Sutton Band will perform twice in the Star Theater at Walton Arts Center. The band, fronted by Tierney Sutton, has twice been nominated for the Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Recently, Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, talked with Tierney Sutton about how she's kept the same band together for more than 15 years, the responsibilities of being the front person of a band, and how a jazz ensemble and problem-solving are closely related. Here's a portion of that conversation.
Your Grammy-nominated recording, I'm with the band, which is on Telarc Records, expresses for me a very admirable sentiment for a jazz vocalist to embrace. Can you explain the inspiration for that title?
Well, it was funny because I had wanted to call the record I'm with the band, and while we were taking the promo photos or the cover photos for the record, my manager at the time said, "You're not going to believe the T-shirt that somebody was wearing right outside." And there was this woman wearing a T-shirt that said, "I'm with the band." And I said, "We got to call the record that."
You're kidding me.
Yeah. And it was a live record, and the only concept animating that record was that it would be live performances and the band after the band being on the road. And it was right around the time that the band incorporated, and we really became partners. And you know, my philosophy really early on was that I thought that's what jazz was about. I didn't know that it was anything that unusual. But when I look at my jazz heroes, when I look at Sheila Jordan or Sarah Vaughan or Ella Fitzgerald or any of these people, they attached themselves to instrumentalists and were part of something. You know, the greatness of their singing was partly their voices, but a lot of the greatness of their singing was the way they interacted with other musicians. And to me, being a jazz singer is having that ability to adjust. I've always thought that was just sort of central to what a jazz singer was. And I understand the pressure, you know, of being the front person and feeling like you really want the show to be of a certain quality, but I don't know. The caliber of the players that I'm always working with always just blows me away, and I feel so humbled by them. I wouldn't dream of implying that they weren't doing a good enough job on stage. I mean, I'm trying to keep up with them half the time.
My heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like the gambler's lucky streak.
Well, that brings us to the subject of your band, pianist Christian Jacob. You work with two bassists, Trey Henry and Kevin Axe, and drummer Ray Brinker. You've been together since
1992, 1993.
Goodness. That is no small accomplishment in itself. I mean,
no.
The whole evolution of your band and the way you guys do business, I think, is worth discussing a little bit. I've read that you have incorporated some of the ideals of your faith, of the Baha'i principles. Could you talk just a little about that?
Sure. Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, I was talking to somebody today about just the idea that, to me, the essential nature of what jazz is in its essence is this music of the moment, where you hopefully prepare your skill level so that you can be ready to interact with people. And you have a common language, but then you take it to a different place. And there's an idea in the Baha'i faith about problem solving in groups that we call consultation. And in consultation, there's certain rules. And these rules are things that I think jazz musicians and other musicians kind of understand without having to be told because of the way good music functions. And those rules and principles are things like, if you have an idea, you put your idea on the table and then you detach your ego from it. So you don't continually refer to my idea.
You don't own it.
No, you don't own it. You assert it, and you try to get your facts, and you try to be heard if you think something's important. But then you back away, and then you listen, and you make sure that everyone else is heard as well. And so the idea that the final idea that you come up with by the end of the consultation is going to be more than the sum of its parts. And I think all musicians understand that idea.
Fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime and moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name and I know you're gonna treat me.
The Tierney Sutton Band will perform twice, Friday night at Star Theater and Walton Arts Center. The first show's at 8, the second at 10. For more information, waltonartscenter.org. She talked with Robert Ginsberg. He's the host of Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday night from 10 until midnight on KUAF 91.3 FM. And to hear more from their conversation and more samples of the band, you can go to our website, ozarksatlarge.com.